Some describe it as a hunt for lost treasure. Others think it would be like hitting the lottery. It's a unique hunt through the lost luggage of the airlines to see the valuable and not-so-valuable items we've left behind. We'll search those bags on today's edition of The American Countryside.
Get the information that's critical to your business success. USDA and legislative policy, farm income, market trends, labor supply, crop and livestock production forecasts, all included with your subscription to the Agriculture Letter, now from Farm Journal Media. The Agriculture Letter reveals the latest outlook for agriculture and agribusiness, giving you trusted insight into what's ahead. And you can subscribe today at the special rate of $99 for 1 year. Visit theagricultureletter.com today to get started. For less than $9 per month, you'll learn what will happen next for producers, processors, shippers, suppliers, vendors, and lenders in the ag industry with two jam-packed Agriculture Letter issues each month. You'll receive accurate crop and livestock forecasts, the latest policy updates, commodity markets outlook, and much more in every issue. Visit theagricultureletter.com to subscribe today at the special $99 offer. That's theagricultureletter.com.
You can find items similar to these in many places across America, but this is truly the only store of its kind in the nation.
We're the only store in America that buys and resells unclaimed baggage from the airline industry, and that alone sparks enough curiosity to keep hundreds of thousands of visitors coming to our store every year from all over the country.
Brenda Cantrell at the Unclaimed Baggage Center in Scottsboro, Alabama, says much of what they have for sale is what you'd expect. Clothing, electronics, even luggage itself, but some items are quite valuable. Especially when you venture over to the UBC's jewelry counter.
This is our big time showcase right here with the $42,000 diamond and gold bracelet in it, and it's a steal at $21,000 from us.
In fact, Brenda got her own wedding band here at the UBC.
So it was a men's wedding band, which we get lots of. That's my only comment on that. But I bought it for a much more affordable price that I could, you know, handle, and took it down to the jewelry store. It had a man's name engraved in it. It was platinum ring, had it buffed out and resized, and it's been on my finger for 17 years now.
The most valuable items in terms of sheer dollars are often jewelry and accessories.
It was a 5.8 carat diamond ring, and it appraised for $46,000, and we sold it for $23,000. And up until last year, that was the most expensive retail item that we had sold. Last year, we got in a men's platinum presidential Rolex, I believe is what it was called, and it appraised for $64,000, and we sold it for $32,000.
The store is open to the public. You can see our TV version on the free My Farm TV app. Click on the American Countryside tab. Traveling the countryside in Scottsboro, Alabama, I'm Andrew McCray.